Yeah, everything good on my end.
Yep. You cool with having
Awesome.
your headphone behind you? All right, cool. Hey, how y'all doing? Back again, another episode of the It Factor Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Jeremy Robinson, and today we have someone special. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, y'all. My name is Venetia Coleman, and I run track at Liberty University, and I am a former ESPN YouTube content creator. So a lot of fun things going on, but we'll see how this thing goes.
All right, cool. So, how are you doing mentally, physically, and emotionally?
Mentally, I'm doing pretty good. I finally got my head leveled to balance everything that's been going on. So, like trying to do balance track, trying to balance academics, trying to balance this new job working for Liberty's YouTube team. Follow Liberty Athletics or Liberty Flames on YouTube, please. Help your girl out. But luckily ESPN has helped me kind of balance that with track, doing that in the fall with internship. So taking on all these things may seem like a lot, but it works when I communicate with everyone like what's going on so they can help me out.
Dude, that's dope. That's dope. I know it'll work out for you. Hey, just send me the link, man. I'll follow too. Definitely.
You
Definitely.
oh on YouTube, as you said, you want to work out with me, but say you want to
Oh,
do that.
no. No. So I would say, what made you get into the sport of track and field, man?
So my parents were both track and field runners at Oral Roberts University. They met and got married there and had kids, and we were all three of us actually attend Liberty. They're throwers and I'm a heptathlete of all things, so none of us want to do long distance like they did. That will never ever happen. No offense to them, I love them, but two laps is enough for me. Sorry, not sorry. Yeah, but so I got into track with them, and then I didn't like it at first because I was doing long distance things when I was little, and I was like, I can't run forever. Like I would literally like climb up a tree near Wake Forest is where we used to be. I would climb up a tree, hide there till the practice was over, and be like, oh, I finished my warm up. I'm ready to go home? Okay. It was terrible. But then I got into like middle school, high school, learned how to sprint, how to hurdle, and I started really enjoying it. It was shorter, faster. I wanted to be like beat all the guys, so that was really fun. And then went to nationals and it was a lot of fun. And then I just kind of continued it to track at Liberty. So
Got you, got you. So, how did you end up at Liberty, man? Like, did you have any other offers, or like coming out of high school, which you was like, you know what, I'm gonna go to Liberty.
yeah, I was gonna go to UNC for track. And then I came here on a visit to Liberty, and I am a Christian, but that wasn't my first thing I thought of when I came to Liberty. I'm gonna be so completely honest. My faith kind of like developed as I got here, but with UNC, I believe like scholarship wise, I couldn't get more scholarship because I was in tuition, like in state tuition. So they were like, you can pay that amount. I was like, yes. Liberty was the place to go. And then I actually found that Liberty was probably the best decision I've made because I've had a lot of opportunities here, whether it's on the track or in the classroom or just networking with people. The person who was at ESPN or my boss actually went to Liberty. So,
That's
yeah.
amazing. That's amazing, right? It's all about networking, and you never know the decisions that you're making. You know, it's a blessing to be able to
Really is.
make that move because like you said, with in-state tuition, I know you sat there and was like, I'm coming to be an athlete though. Like you need to pay me like everybody else.
Right,
So
yeah.
I stand with you on that. So I would say, so what is your it factor? Why do you do what you do?
Why do I do what I do? Honestly, my it factor is gonna sound like the most, I'm not gonna say cheesiest answer because I go to Liberty, but honestly, it's my faith. Someone who suffers from anxiety, trying to balance everything, trying to find my identity outside of track, I think is something that's like huge that needs to be talked about a lot more. Where a lot of athletes wanting to do like football, basketball, and everything like track, all these things are wonderful, but they are a part of what you do, but they do not They're not who you are as a person. They make up, but like the things that you face in there, the trials, tribulations that you face, if I didn't have God, I would not be here because He's gotten me through so many races, so many hurdles in my life. And yeah, without him, I just would not be successful as I am right now. So that's my it factor. That's my why.
I
I
like
found me finally.
that. I like that. So that even leads into the next question then. So who are you outside all the things you're known for? Whether it's track, whether it's working in media, who are you?
That is a really good question because I'm trying to navigate all these things. I could give so many accolades and say I run track. I could say I do ESPN. I can say I did choir, theater, band, ROTC. I did all, right? But honestly, I'm just still the same girl that just loves trying new things and also like just finding joy in the little things that I do. I mean, everyone has an inner child and she just loves to like talk to people and get to know people's stories. And I just love like hanging around people that like have a vision for their life because it's like, oh, this is something new. I see you're passionate about it. I'm passionate about something. This is amazing. I'm a girl filled with a lot of passion for a lot of different things. And it comes out in every little thing I do. Yeah, I may not be great at everything because you're not human, it's not possible. But I'm a very passionate person, I can say for sure. And I just love to help people find that passion as well, just like they did for me. So.
Like that. I like that. So, how do you balance being a student, being an athlete, and also having a social life outside of that? How do you balance that?
I don't. Okay. Valen, who is she? Oh my gosh. No, but honestly,
How do you manage?
yeah, how do I manage it? Right. No, this week I finally got it under wraps, but before it was, I want to say how I manage my time, honestly, is Google Calendar, my Notion calendar. I have everyone communicating, emailing me. I have learned so many communication skills, and like, yeah, I'm a very talkative person, but one thing about me is like, I am hard to like reach or hard to like stay in touch with because if I have a million things at one time, I would just either shut down or I try to like focus on one little thing. And when I get to you, I'm gonna get to you. Might be some time, but I'm gonna get to you. You know what I mean? So just having a calendar to map out everything, and I'm legit just running around. Like it took me 5 minutes to get to here in this room from the cafeteria that's like 10 minutes away. Yeah, I was running. But we're here and I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
But you're a track
But
star though, so you was.
I worked out earlier. This is recovery time. Yeah.
Gotta take it
Right.
slow.
Gotta take it a little
You know
slow.
what? Question that I didn't write, but you just made me think about how is it having and going to school with your siblings, man? How is that?
Everyone asks this question. Actually, it's great. It's great. Desmond and Devin we're all very extroverted and very expressive people. Like if you had all three of us in one room, you would be like, wow, like the room is never going to be quiet. It will not. And it's great. Like they're just like these two like giant like dudes. One of them went to U20, competed at U20s for discus for USA. And the other is a freshman here. Well, the U20 boy, he's a junior. I'm the oldest. Want to put that out there. For anyone that knows him on TikTok, I'm the oldest. But yeah, going with them is so much fun because they just make my whole day every time I see them. And we've been through thick and thin with each other, with track, especially in school. But like, if I was ever down, they would always be like, Misha, like come at 7 in the morning, like wake me up at 7 in the morning, like annoy me, but like to make sure I'm okay. Like me to have a bad meet, they're always there and vice versa. And it's really nice. I love them so much. It's great.
That's real good. I will say, so what got you into journalism and digital media?
Yeah, so I was an exercise science major at Liberty for 2 days, 1.5 days. Add drop day was the next day, and they said I had a 300 word quiz, and I said, uh-uh, I can't remember that many. And then I had a camera. I always videotaped my track meets
Yeah.
or for my team when I was younger. And so I was like, okay, there's a major about that. So I went to digital media, found the teacher, talked to him, had my whole major changed in like a day and a half. And then I went to class and I started liking like filming. I love telling people stories. I love hearing what people have to say and then producing something that like caters to their passion. Not just with my eyes, but like how they see it too. So working together and collaborating with those people was really fun for me. And then that got me into designing for like shows. As time went on, we have like shows that we produced in classes. So I had a game show I produced with my sprint coach and my hurdle coach. And then that was like, wow, I think I want to try to be a sports reporter or try to do something with sports. And then I want to say I met the guy from ESPN last 2 years ago, last year, I think, at a journalism panel. And I was like, hey, I actually produced a show. I had him watch it. He loved it. He laughed. And he was like, we'll keep in touch. Forgot about him. Not gonna lie. I feel bad. Jeremy, if you're watching this, I love you so much. But then he called me up and was saying, hey, we have a position open for ESPN. If you want to work the YouTube page, create some content. I was like, ain't no way this man. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Yeah, I would love to. So he called, we got it together and had a whole interview. He read all my work. And then I started creating content. And as I was creating content, I was reading the stories that they were saying on there. And one of the biggest things that I found was like we talk about athletes so much in sports, which is great, but we just talk about the athlete and never the person, I feel like. Like some people don't. I love the fact that you made the it factor. Like I love this because I love that you try to capture the whole person and who they are outside of just their sport. Because if you looked at me, you would be like, oh, okay, she's either track girl or ESPN girl. Okay, cool. But you don't know the like, oh, she gets her personality from theater, or she's really outgoing because of choir, or she's all doing all this stuff because of this thing in her life, And so when I looked at it from that lens, I was like, okay, Stephen A can, been yappa 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 at 9 a.m. in the morning, which is fine. I can deal with that. But I would love for Stephen A to talk about, maybe they didn't make the throw or the pass, maybe they didn't make the catch because they were tired before, you know what I mean?
A lot
Or
going
they were
on.
going through something, a lot going on. Like athletes have to deal with so much, but we have to perform for the world. And well, anyone in any kind of profession has performed for the world, but who are they underneath that? I love that. So I started doing some journalism myself with our newspaper called The Champion here at Liberty. And then I had my first feature with a hockey player of all. I've never watched hockey in my life. And then I found I loved hockey.
That's how it happened.
Hockey is a really good sport. Oh my goodness, it's so much fun. I talked to him and got his story and how he started. And he did hockey all his life, but he was like, yeah, I'm onto something new, but I also like to do this, 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 this. And I'm like, wow, I would have never guessed that. That's amazing. And so when you find those little things and share them, people can read them and be like, wow, okay, I have someone to relate to. They're not just some superhero. These people have lives. And so that's what made me want to get into journalism, was to share that passion.
Also make people open up. I love podcasting. I'm great to interview people like yourself and to interview everybody. Like I try to interview people of all professions. But the biggest thing is I try to set aside their profession for a moment and like, yeah, we can talk about the touchdown or hey, you beat them in that track meet. Like that's dope. We're gonna talk about that. But I also be like, hey, so who are you? Like, what are we trying to do outside of this? Because this is gonna come to an end. You might want a family. What you in school for? I need to know that. The world needs to know that so they didn't know to manage it. Like we said, you can't balance it. It's life. You can
It's a
try
lot.
to, it's a nice word, but managing it is the life thing, I would be honest. So thank you for that. That means a lot, man. That warm my
Yeah, of
soul. I'm
course.
glad I do that, man.
Glad I could do it.
Yeah, indeed. So you already had answered one of my questions then about ESPN, but like how was that experience? So, like networking, I'm big on networking, got a whole book about it with some of the things I have done with the show and in my life. And I would say, How is it important for you, even though you forgot about the other Jeremy? Like, and he came back with that job, and like, that was a blessing for you. You
Huge
worked for
blessing. It was all God.
ESPN. Like, you worked for ESPN, and now you're able to use what you learned there at your university. Like, how did that feel for you? Like, how you feel about that?
All I can say is nothing but God for me, because I just there's so many people with track and with everything I found that I was doing. I played the comparison game really bad, really bad. Like, I'm not here, I'm not at this level of track, I'm not this level with a profession. There's people that are better at shooting better than I am, and I'm editing, and I'm like, oh, I can't catch up, you know? And so, yeah, people can be like, oh, she got ESPN, like she goated, da 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 da. But I'm in the same boat as everybody else. And ESPN was an opportunity for me to, like, one, manage my time and figure out how to navigate the adult world, and two, just to, like, be grateful for what I have. For sure. I mean, that's a great opportunity, and it was a platform I can use to use for school and for other people that also want to join ESPN, you know? And so, like, networking is so important, because Jeremy, he's like 24 and hit 11 million subscribers, 11 million subscribers on YouTube. He figured it all out by himself, and then hired a team to come help him. On top of that, he talked with people in NBA. He networked with the vice president of ESPN. I actually got to, because of him, I got the chance to interview her. Yeah, interview the vice president of ESPN
You
and
always
all
got that in your
three.
side pocket then. Let me find out.
Yeah, bro. Shoo. I'll send it to you later.
Phone call
But,
away. Hey, how you doing?
right. Hey, listen. Hey. I can't wait. I'm a caller up later. But no, like, it's just a little, like, it's little interactions you have with people that are so valuable. I don't think people realize how valuable it is to connect work with people, because we're all just trying to find our journey. No one is, if you are, okay, maybe there's some millionaires that are a little crabby, but I mean,
Different, a little different.
yeah, right, a little different. But if you meet a professional and they see that you are passionate about the same thing they're doing, they're not going to judge you if you fail, or judge you if, like, something goes wrong, because they were in your shoes once. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you just have to understand that you know that you belong, because everyone is lost. Everyone's trying to figure out their purpose and
Y'all
their
trying to figure
identity, trying to figure out where they can serve areas, you know? And so that was one of the things I learned with ESPN, was like, okay, maybe I'm feeling a little overwhelmed in these areas because I don't know what I'm doing, but I have a team to help me out, ask questions, communicate with people. Like, they just want to help you. And so when I did that, it made the job so much easier. I learned that I can't take everything by myself, you know, and I just gave grace for myself, and, like, just grace for my whole team. And then, like, the next girl, I want to be the example for the next girl and the next girl and the next girl. Hey, you know what? If you just talk to me, or you talk to one of the people I know, I can hook you up with someone else, da 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 da, and we can make something happen. Because we all have, like, one goal, and honestly, it's just either to, like, serve and find our purpose and what we're doing. And you can't do that running around, not knowing what you're doing, trying to figure out where you can fit in. No, you just gotta, like, accept you and allow others to accept you and accept where you're at. And then you guys collaborate, and you guys can make, like, you make a lot of magic happen. And that's something I learned really deeply at ESPN. It was really cool that I could bring it here. Yeah.
That means a lot too, because it is, that is literally how it happens. I literally talked to a young lady the other day, and she asked for advice because she seen I had posted thing. I had put out a Chris Paul episode,
Yeah.
and she was like, "Hey, how did you do it?" And this one, so I said, "Networking." I said, "Someone reached out to me, and my wife and my friends was like, hey, you should do it." And then I did it, and for a long time, I was like, "Okay, cool. I'm just hold on to it. You know, I gotta wait till they drop it." But the biggest thing that I learned from that situation was these athletes are people, and
Yes.
people I interview are people. Like, they at first they want to be just like everybody else, man. They wish they could walk in a store and go get things and people would check up on them without asking. Like, you can ask about all the great things that we mentioned, like I said earlier, But
Right.
like, ask me how I'm doing. Like, ask me how the family doing. Okay, cool. Then we good to go. You know, and
Right.
he made me sit down and say, you know, my biggest advice is to go do it. Like, don't be scared. Like, if I could do it, you definitely could do it. And I'm gonna do
Right.
everything in my power to help you. You know, so definitely I'm glad I'm able to be able to do that. And I would say to you, keep doing what you're doing, man. If you ever need anything, that's the reason why you're on the platform. But the things you're already doing, the little tidbits of things may look small to you, but to be very honest with you, you're doing big things. Like, and just keep going. My biggest thing I would say before I even go to my next question, I would say, what have been some of your favorite moments with you being at Liberty and, you know, being a student athlete and some of those track moments, the good, like what has it been for you? Like, what have been some cool moments?
I want to say winning conference every year, our team pretty much wins conference. And little flex there, sorry. Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. But
Y'all champions? Okay,
a
cool.
little bit, you know, we say champions for Christ.
Indeed.
Anyway, sorry. Yes. I want to say, but it wasn't just because of the wins. Our team is really big on, celebrating the little things of like, okay, more than just do we pray together, but do we encompass all the things that like God's called us in this moment? Do we use the resources he gave us? He gave us a track, gave us feet to run with. You know, did you attack how you're supposed to attack? Did you do all the little things that you were supposed to do? That's more what we're steering towards and making sure like our identity is outside of track, but also like we're together to make sure we're okay. Like during the process, right? And so just every conference when we win, it's so nice to see like the moments, even the moments that are not that great where people are not winning, but it's like they're cheering on the next teammate and we're all together and we are going like we are like oh you oh you know and just those moments of togetherness for sure with track. Obviously, when I scored at ESPN, that was a great moment. I started crying. I was like, I just never thought I'd be here. Like 7-year-old me would never think that I would be doing that. I legit was like, someone looked at me and was like, you'll be a great reporter. And I was like, yeah, okay,
Of
sure. Like
course.
ESPN, sure, whatever. You know, no, I hated the camera. I didn't like being in front of people. And then boom, ESPN. Now you're in front of the camera. Now you have Convocation, which is like the largest Christian gathering, I guess, in North America with Liberty. I guess I do like the school announcements for that right beforehand. Yeah, just because. And so that was a really cool moment, like seeing everyone and producing those shows. Finding a little bit of my like purpose and areas I can serve in with broadcast. I think that was like one of my happiest moments because I was like, I feel like it's not work. Like it feels like I'm doing something that I'm supposed to be doing. It feels natural. And so that feeling kind of came about a lot over the years, especially these past 2 years, like writing wise and producing videos. But with track, especially, track right now for me is as I'm navigating these other things, I'm not saying it's on the back burner, but we are trying. We're
Yeah,
trying with track this year, you know. But over the past years, yeah, I want to say like winning conference, getting a PR for sure. And the 400 hurdles, especially being the only girl there, every time like I would place or anything like that, that would be a great moment. I was like, oh my goodness, all those years of practice and blood, sweat, and tears are paying off, you know, and so. Oh man, just being with my friends and my family, especially. I know it sounds like so like heartwarming and everything, but in reality, I think those were probably my happiest moments when I was around my friends and my family here and through everything, whether it was good or bad, it always felt good when they were there because I actually felt like I was home.
man, that's amazing. You know, before we close, I got just two more questions. My biggest thing is, what's some of your short-term, long-term goals, like after college, like
I got you.
close, as the close of college, done
Oh
for.
yeah. So I plan to either get my master's or MFA for digital media,
Don't get your master's. Don't hit it yet. Just don't get it.
That's what my grandpa said. Go and get that. I'm gonna get that, and on top of that, I hope to go back to ESPN over the summer with a full-time position working under Jeremy and his team, or working back with them. It'll be so fun. And hopefully we can make something shake with that. Right now I work for Flame Central. Hopefully we can make that into something more, build that YouTube page and build that whole page up and bring Liberty kind of to have more of a name than just like the people that lost to Oregon, you know what I'm saying? So
Y'all should do documentaries. Like docu-series.
Yeah, we should. We
A lot of
I actually
schools
didn't talk to them about that.
they're doing a
Yeah,
good.
they talked about it in the meeting, so I need to probably push that forward for sure.
Then just email, like just mess, you got me now, just
I
mess.
got you. Yeah.
You done some documentaries. Hey, what you think about this? Like, I got you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. We gonna keep in touch after
That.
this.
Right.
Right.
I got one more question, but before we do close, thank you for the day. It's gonna
Yeah.
more than likely this episode's gonna come out. I'm in season five now. It's gonna come out in season six, so it's gonna take a while.
Oh, that's
But I'm
totally
gonna post.
fire.
This is so good. I'm gonna post a snippet tonight on my story, and I will collaborate with you because you know that's a new thing on Instagram, and
Yep.
that way your friends, family can see the snippet before we do drop, which would be later on this year. But like this was dope. We got to do this live, man. We got
We,
to.
yeah, I agree. I agree. Actually, it was so funny when you emailed me. I am currently in a senior portfolio class, and I actually have to make a podcast myself. Yeah, of all things. And I that's why I was like, oh yeah, I'm definitely joining your show, because like the IT podcast, I'm calling mine like Greater Than, which is like about like the whole athlete was greater than just being an athlete, right? But no, like your podcast, I was watching some of the other videos and I was like,
Okay,
I
cool.
aspire to be like you. You're
Thank
doing
you.
a great job. I just want to let you know you're doing a wonderful job.
That means a lot.
So
That
yeah,
means a
of
lot.
course.
Do you have any questions for me before we do close?
Yeah, what was your why in starting this podcast?
Man, so I was in school, young Thundercat, like just going to school, trying to get it out, like trying to get out of school. And I was in computer science major, engineering double major, and I'm like, yeah, man, so classes get hard. And you
A bit.
start looking for people that look like me, and I was like, no, I don't see any on YouTube. I'm looking for, and it started off as me looking for people like just to see the work that I was doing. Then I was like, if it was an interview like Jared, like I'm having now on If Factor, like that'd be crazy. But
Right.
none of this is about then. I'm just like, okay, I'm leading up to what happened. So I passed the class, I graduate, I get the job. But I always just like, it's just something in my back of mind, I prayed about these things. I'm like, God, like, hey, I hope you get through the class. You can get back. This is how you get back. And I'm
How
like,
you get
all
back,
right, cool.
right?
Keep on going. I talked to one of my best friends that still do my editing to this day. And we was in the apartment. He was like, hey man, if you pick the episodes, if you get the people, I will shoot the episodes. I edit, I do whatever you need me to do because I think you're great at this. I'm like, all right, cool. So he believed in me before I even could. Then also outside of that, my wife was with my girlfriend at the time. We always talk about it. Then my family, my friends, my mom, everybody's like, hey, you should do it. And at first I was like, I'm just gonna bring engineers on. But then after a while, your people tell you, no, you can get the athletes, you can get the doctors, you can get the lawyers, you get everyone so that everyone that
Yeah.
you can be able to see people and also tell their stories. So that's my biggest thing. And I just like doing it because it's a positive setting, and I love where podcasting has went because I have been doing it since 2019. I love where it's
Yeah.
going. It's cool, great, cool. But I always would say, I said it before the pivot. I would say this, nobody can podcast like me because I just love to see people do great and be
Yeah.
themselves. So that's how I started it. Definitely.
That's amazing. That is really great. I love that. I absolutely love that.
Thank you.
I can tell. I've been on some few podcasts. No offense to anyone else's podcast, but like, yeah, I can just tell like your heart is trying to see the whole person, and I just really respect that.
Indeed,
So
man.
thank you.
Gotta
Yeah.
be true.
You
People, I can't even lie.
got to, right? It feels real, it feels natural,
Thank you.
and I think everyone deserves the chance to feel real and natural for once,
Indeed.
especially in this day and age.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But he's about to say the same thing. Any other questions?
Actually, yeah, it's gonna sound like a crazy question, but because I'm also in film and everything, and I did work for Disney for ESPN. So, well, yeah, I didn't know that they were together until
My
like
boy,
got
I'm telling
on.
you about, he works for ESPN. He in Bristol.
Really? Yeah. Oh, so far. So
Right.
far.
He love ESPN, but he hate Bristol.
Yeah.
Whole nother
Campus is
story.
nice.
Yeah.
Campus is nice. Here
I
we
can't
go.
wait to go. Can't wait to go. But yeah.
Shoot, me too. Me too. But if you could choose any Disney Marvel, yeah, we'll go with that Disney Marvel character. Which one resonates with you the most and why?
Wow. Disney Marvel. It'll be Hulk.
Not which one's your favorite. Not which one's your favorite.
Oh yeah, Hulk is my favorite, but it also resonates with me because for a long time I played football growing up, and for a long time I would have anger built up. It came from a single parent home, and for a long time I was I'm Hulk, you know. So I'm like, I seen Hulk. I'm like, all right, that's who I am. And then you start to realize who Hulk is, and you like, Hulk don't want nothing to be loved and to be
That's
understood.
it.
And I said I should resonate with him, and he's one of my favorite characters. I got him. I used to have them all over my house, but of course not. I had a wife, so I have to, you know, get rid of some of the
Away
stuff.
half of them, right?
Right, half
But
of
leave
them.
them around there.
Right. But Hulk, man, he just resonated with me as a kid. And it was the first movie and cartoon that I was like, you know, that's me, man. Like, dang, you know, it's okay to be angry, but you got to learn how to control it. You know, it's like control chaos. And to see him
Right.
transition, like the
Yeah.
Hulk that we seen in the normal movies that he had, which I don't think was the best, but once he got to the Avenger
Yeah.
Hulk, it was the transition of like, wait a minute, I love people. Like, I don't need to be destroying everything. So I think that's how I operate as well. Like, I try, the older I am only just 29, but the older I get, the more that anger just die down, because it's like, it ain't
Yeah.
important. Now, if it's
He
something
found
simple,
his
of course.
purpose.
But I'm gonna try to resort to anger to something even better. And I will say I learned that as a kid. So definitely. Thank you.
That's,
Good question.
yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah. Someone asked me that at the thing, and I was like, I'm gonna save that for, I'm gonna save that for later. That's pretty good.
Get
That's
you.
pretty
Slide in the pocket like you did
good.
to people for ESPN. Yeah, I'm talking, so I hope I be an ESPN. You're gonna be an ESPN. But
Hey, listen, we could talk, we can make it happen. Shoot,
indeed.
have our own show.
Indeed. But
Of
thank you so much. I look forward
course.
to keep working with you and growing with you. And I'm gonna put out that snippet tonight, and I'm gonna collaborate with you. I'll just let you know everything. And just have a
Sounds
great
great.
rest of your day. Go charge your items though. You know, go charge your items.
Listen, I got. We're good. We are great. We are great.
Yes,
I'm sorry, Bonnie.
indeed. Yeah, so have a great rest of your week, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
All right, sounds good. You too. Have a blessed night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.